Chapter 6. Our Voyage to Iceland. The hour of departure came at last. The night before, the worthy Mr. Thompson brought us the most cordial letters of introduction for Baron Tramper, Governor of Iceland, for Monsieur Pictureson, Coadjutor to the Bishop, and for Monsieur Finsen, Mayor of the town of Reykjavik. In return, my uncle nearly crushed his hands, so warmly did he shake them. On the 2nd of the month, at 2 in the morning, our precious cargo of luggage was taken on board the good ship Valkyrie. We followed, and were very politely introduced by the captain, to a small cabin with two standing bed-places, neither very well ventilated nor very comfortable. But in the cause of science men are expected to suffer.
"Well, and have we a fair wind?"
cried my uncle in his most mellifluous accents.
"An excellent wind," replied Captain Bjarne. "We shall leave the Sound, going free with all sail set."
A few minutes afterwards the schooner started before the wind, under all the canvas she could carry, and entered the channel. An hour later the capital of Denmark seemed to sink into the waves, and we were at no great distance from the coast of Elsinore. My uncle was delighted, for myself moody and dissatisfied. I appeared almost to expect a glimpse of the ghost of Hamlet. "Sublime madman," thought I, "you doubtless would approve our proceedings. You might perhaps even follow us to the centre of the earth, there to resolve your eternal doubts." But no ghost or anything else appeared upon the ancient walls. The fact is, the castle is much later than the time of the heroic Prince of Denmark. It is now the residence of the keeper of the Strait of the Sound, and through that sound more than 15,000 vessels of all nations pass every year.